you should find your own effective way to force others to notify your efforts. Don't fool yourself. No one will do it for you. Magic happens, but you can wait for it till the end of your life.
You are listening to the Sensibly Happy Podcast. Discover logical and pragmatic ways to find yourself and to be yourself. How to build healthy relationships and not feel obliged to society. How to upgrade your mental and emotional intelligence and reach goals with less efforts. Get inspiration from real stories to stop looking around for blessings, but live your own happy life. Welcome your host, Maxim.
Hello, dear listener. I'm glad to welcome you on my Sensibly Happy podcast. And this time, we will speak about injustice in our life. In particular, we speak about the moments when we spend some extra efforts and nobody notifies that. Or that could be your daily routine when you do something on a daily basis and other person takes it as granted. In this episode, we will touch such moments at work and then in personal life. Here is one example from my past experience. I was working in one of small companies for several years. Position that I occupied was some kind of back office manager. I was told that while my bosses are moving forward quickly, finding new customers, exploring new potential products, in general exploiting new opportunities and making money, I should cover their back and I should make sure that everything in the office is okay. I did a huge variety of different tasks. I was a recruiter, some kind of accountant, courier, plumber, IT network administrator, and so on. And also I did some personal favors like to buy tickets, to call somewhere, to order some services for their homes. At that moment I knew that there is no other person who can do all those things in the office. So I was doing that. But then one day one of my colleagues, actually my good friend, came to me and told me that he just had conversation with our bosses. So they asked him what Maxim is busy with, what he is doing at all. Hearing that was not the most pleasant moment in my life. For 4 years I was doing almost everything to let our office work in proper order, and after that to be recognized in such way, I wasn't expecting that. I was frustrated, angry. It's not fair. Why? I understand that not every single task which I'd done was done perfectly. But nevertheless, I was doing a lot of work those days. Don't you have such situations at work? When you're working hard and sometimes you're doing things that are out of your job responsibilities? Try to recall such moments. And how do you feel in those situations? For instance, you know that the work should be done, otherwise your company will have some losses, or you know that other department will be blocked while this job wouldn't be done, and the person who is responsible for that is occupied with different tasks or just absent on working place, or this kind of tasks is something new for organization where you are working at and actually nobody is responsible. And of course, who will do that if not you? Or some kind of report should be prepared till the next day and you were notified about that the same day, so you are staying late at work to make it done. We do care about our work, about our company, about our department, or about colleagues by covering their back. What do we expect in return? Do we have arranged salary raise or bonuses up front? Of course not. Why? Because we were told that by doing good things, we will have 100-fold return. And as a result, we expect that someone, our boss, will notify our deed and will pay us back. So we are waiting a week, month, two, without having proper conversation with our boss. And we feel that the future is so close when we would have that return. But nothing is coming, even simple thank you. And this is how we come to complete disappointment in our boss, in our company, or even in whole industry. People do not appreciate here. I should get out of here and look for some better place. It's not fair. I spent a lot of efforts and no one thanked me. But hey, hold on. How do you know that your boss made that decision in purpose of not appreciating you? How do you know that he or she knew about your hard work? Most of us believe that world should be fair, that should be some mechanism to fix injustice. But have you seen enough of evidence that there is such force that make things better? I'm not saying that there is no God. All I'm saying that there is too much pain and trouble around us, and it doesn't look that everyone deserves that pain, especially children. Based on that observation, I believe that we should take responsibility, take more control over our life to make it better. And returning back to our topic, it would be really great if every manager will see every single extra effort from their employees, will record them somehow, summarize, and based on that result, will make decision about salary, about bonuses, about other benefits for the employees. So everything employees should do is just do their work even better. But the truth is, it doesn't work like that. Every manager or employer is focused on high priority tasks. For instance, KPIs, dealing with tough clients, or choosing hotel for the next vacation. And monitoring every single step of their employee is not the highest priority one. And what does it mean for you? You should realize that you are the only person responsible for informing your boss about your achievements. Not your colleagues, not some abstract power, but you and only you. Of course, you can delegate it, but you should start initiative. The same situation we often have in our personal life. To portray what I'm talking about, I'll tell you a well-known story about farmer's family. Here it is. Ordinary workday evening, father and grown-up son are returning from the field after whole day working under hot sun. Of course, they are tired and expecting to have some proper dinner, as usual, washing their hands, sitting down at the table, and here farmer's wife comes and puts on their plate hay. Yes, that hay that is used to feed cows and horses. Farmer becomes angry and starts screaming, "Are you crazy? What are you doing? This is how you are welcoming us after a hard working day. Are you out of your mind? What's wrong with you?" Situation was extraordinary, and so her answer. "For 20 years, I'm preparing you tasty, healthy, and nourishing food, but nobody notifies that. And only once, having hay for the dinner, you notified that." This story is outrageous from farmer's wife perspective. And surely she is right. Probably. Is she? She is definitely right that it's not fair. But is she right to expect that recognition will come by itself? In most of cases, it doesn't work like that. And you can find a lot of examples in your own experience. If you're cooking all the time, or if you're cleaning the house, or playing with the kids, or paying bills constantly, and other routines. If you have healthy relationships with your spouse, boyfriend or girlfriend, or partner, duties are distributed and you do it constantly without extra arrangements. But it's part of human nature, need in receiving positive feedback from time to time. And it is your responsibility to make your partner aware of what you are doing, how much effort you spend on that, and that you expect to receive positive words sometimes. It doesn't come by itself. Don't fool yourself. Of course, depending on your beliefs, you will have something in return after this life or in next life. But don't you want to live better and more happier in this life? If so, you should start promoting yourself. You definitely know those people who are shouting about their achievements or even non-achievements or achievements made by someone else as if it was their accomplishment and that it was so hard and brings such a big benefit. In most of cases, we don't like those people because sometimes they take credit from someone else, but what is more important, they are rewarded, promoted, or more valued. Right now you are probably thinking, I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to be hated by others. And you are right. You don't need to be that kind of person. But you need to fill the gap. You need to bring more information about your activities, about your achievements, to those people who should give you a positive feedback or to reward you. This is what I call self-marketing. In order to get something in return, you should promote yourself. Self-marketing is a skill which could be developed, even if you don't have such right now. What is the most complicated part in promoting yourself? The most complicated part is to do it invisibly, but constantly. Every single person has his or her specific features, specific approaches, specific way of thinking, and temperament. And you shouldn't lose yourself by start promoting yourself. You should find your own effective way to force others to notify your efforts. Don't fool yourself. No one will do it for you. Magic happens, but you can wait for it till the end of your life. As I already stated, you should do it in your own way, but to give you a hint how you can do this, I will share with you my own experience and my own approach. Here are some phrases that I can use at work to start promoting myself. I'm really glad I finished that task. Why? Because it was a real challenge. No one knew how to do that. No one has experience in that, but I've made it. Another phrase. I'm so tired. I never had such a load. At this time, it's different because... and explain what was different. One more example. Do you know that our company or department obtained new advantages? And then started describing those benefits. How do we achieve that? We implemented... And then your story goes about how hard it was and what role you played in that process. And here are examples of phrases which I can use while speaking to my wife. For instance, if I just installed a new device, I can say something like, "Honey, do you know that with this device we can do..." And then some description. It was hard to install that and I had such challenges. But finally, I've done that. Or, "Do you know why do you love me? Because nobody does this better than me for you." Or, "Do you know how much I love you? For you, I can do this or that, and I've just done it." Another example. "It's so hard to do it in the evening. And to be honest, I'm a little bit tired already. But I'm glad I can do your evening better by doing that." First thing to mention, I understand that those kind of phrases are visible to my wife. And to be honest, till this moment, I didn't find better approaches. And I'm still in progress of developing that skill. But what is more important, that you should promote only real things that you really achieved or you are doing it constantly. There are a lot of different approaches. You can use your experience and your imagination, but you should make it as a part of your behavioral pattern. There is an appropriate saying about that. To be honest, I don't remember the exact phrase, but the idea is, once you laid an egg, start clucking. And here is the task for you for the next week. Recall one moment from your work and from your personal life when your efforts were not notified. What were your feelings at that moment? Second, analyze. What have you done to make this work visible? And have you done at least something? Third step, brainstorm what could be done next time in a similar situation to make your work more visible. Imagine how you are doing that, how you are promoting your work. If at this moment you feel uncomfortable Try to recognize the reason. Why do you feel uncomfortable? Why do you feel uncomfortable promoting yourself? It looks like this is a part of your current personality. And this is probably the element which doesn't let you to be more successful. If you have such blocker, this is the thing you should work with. That's it for now. If you have any thoughts, ideas, questions, or counter-arguments, you can always go to sensiblyhappy.com, find this episode, E004, and write comments below. Also, you can go to Facebook page, Sensibly Happy, find this episode post, and write comments there as well. Or you can write directly to my email, maksym@sensiblyhappy.com. For those of you who likes reading instead of listening audio, you can read whole transcription for each single episode on our page, sensiblyhappy.com. Please, do your homework. This is for you only. You are the person who reap all the benefits from that. Thank you for listening. I wish you to have a great week and stay tuned.
Stay inspired, experiment, and share results. Return next week.